And we're holding on Lamed Beis, Omud Beis by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hayu Mahalchin Baderech. A bunch of people were walking on the road, and actually we're going to be discussing six people. Tosfos, in fact, has the gear says, Shisha Shayu Mahalchin Baderech. Anyway, there were a bunch of people walking. Ve'echad Ba'kenegdan. Another person is walking in their direction. And he's still at a distance, so they don't know who he is. Omar Echad Mehen, so one of the six people, Reuven, says, we learned this the other day, Harini Nozir Shazep Ploini, I am a Nozir that this is Ploini, in other words, I am so certain that that is Moshe coming opposite us, that coming in our direction, that if it turns out that it is, I will be a Nozir. But Omar Echad Harini Nozir Shain Zep Ploini, and Shimon says, I'll be a Nozir that this is not Ploini, that's how certain I am. A third one says, Levi says, Harini Nozir Sha'echad Mekam Nozir, I'll be a Nozir if one of you is a Nozir, and on the face of it, one way or the other, one of them has to be, because either the guy is Moshe or he's not. The fourth one, Yehuda says, Shekolcha Mizirim. The fourth one says, She'ein Echad Mikem Nozir, that one of you is not a Nozir, which again, the same thing. If one of them is, one of them on the face of it is a Nozir, the other one is not. The fifth one says, She'shneichem Mizirim. The fifth one says that I'm making a nether of Nazirus if both of you are Nazirim. Now again, what do you mean both of them? It's either Reuven or Shimon is either Reuven Snai or Shimon Snai is going to come true, is going to turn out to be the case, not both of them. Anyway, though, the point is that he's thinking that nevertheless, he's saying that each of you accepted Nazirus in a way that you think is true. So I think that Nazirus is actually chal on both of you. So he doesn't mean, in other words, I think that that's both Moshe and not Moshe. Of course not. What he means is, in other words, looking at the way you guys have taken on Nazirus, where it sounds like each of you is very certain of yourselves and therefore taken on Nazirus, then I'm going to say that it sounds like both of you have accepted Nazirus. And if that's the case, then I'm accepting Nazirus too. And the last one says, so that's it. So we have one said that it is Pliny, one said it's not Pliny, one says that one of you is a Nazir, that one of you is not a Nazir, Sheshnechem Nazirim, that both of you are Nazirim, and Shekulchem Nazirim, and the last one says, the last one of the six says, I'm a Nazir, that all of you are Nazirim. Again, the same idea. In other words, he's saying that I think the way you guys have said it with such a certainty, I think no matter what happens, whether it turns out to be Moshe or not, all of you are going to end up being Nazirim, and if that's the case, then I'm going to join and I'm going to be the sixth Nazir. So now what happens? Beis Shammai, we call him Nazirim. Beis Shammai said, like the Svara of those last two people, yes, all of them are Nazirim. Of course, there are things here that contradict each other. Nonetheless, Beis Shammai, just like we learned in the Perek, that's why we began the Perek with the concept of Hekdesh Tos, the same way Beis Shammai holds that there was such a thing as Nazirus Tos, and it's still Nazirus. So even though it was based on a mistake, then, nevertheless, they're accepting the zeros on themselves. He's saying, this is Moshe, this isn't Moshe, etc., because he believes that that's what the case, like we had at the beginning of the Perek, about the black ox, where the guy is under the impression that the black ox went out first, and really it wasn't. But nonetheless, all of them are still Mizir, because they all meant to accept Mizirus regardless.
Even though the first guy said,
I'm a Nozir, that this is Pliny, that this isn't Pliny, etc., etc., nevertheless, Beis Shammai assumes that they meant to accept Nazirus no matter what, even if they're making a mistake.
Where did he assume that from?
That's why they didn't say it. They didn't have to say it. One second. They didn't have to say it, but the fact that they said Nazirus, Beis Shammai holds, that would be an example of Nazirus Petos. And the same way as they hold Hekdesh Tos as Hekdesh, the same way Nazirus Tos is Nazirus. Whatever, Moshe?
You were saying that Shammai accepts that regardless of the deny. Where does he take it from? I mean,
we learned earlier in the parrot. We said that they learn by Hekdesh, that the same way as Tmura can happen at the beginning, can happen betos, the same way Hekdesh and Nazirus is a nether of a type of Hekdesh, and the Sillol disagrees with that.
Like Hekdesh. I mean, in other words.
Well, ultimately, what do you mean? Karbonis as a result of the Nazirus, but yeah. So they hold the same way as they hold Hekdesh Tos, the same way they hold Nazirus Tos. Is a valid Nazirus, yeah. Rishillo says, only the ones on Nazirim, only the ones whose words were not fulfilled. Now, the Gemara is going to ask on that, what do you mean? If their words weren't fulfilled, why should they be a Nazir? It almost sounds like, in other words, the first one, Reuven said, I'm a Nazir, that if this is Moshe, and it turns out it's not Moshe, then he'd be a Nazir. What's the logic? So we'll see in the Gemara what the Mishnah actually means by that.
Okay.
No, because Rishillo doesn't hold him in Nazirus Tos. Just the opposite. So Bais Hillel is going to say only some of them are Nazirim. On the face of it, Bais Hillel, on the face of it, according to Bais Hillel. So leaving aside the wording of the Mishnah, which is a little strange, and the Gemara is going to correct it, what it means is, according to Bais Hillel, if the guy who's coming to them is Moshe, then Reuven is going to be a Nazir, because he said, I'll be a Nazir if this is Moshe. Shimon not, he said, I'll be a Nazir if this is not Moshe. Levi will be a Nazir, because he says, I'm a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir, and he is, Reuven is. Yehuda will also be, because he says that one of you is not a Nazir, and fine, Shimon is not a Nazir so far. The fifth one said, Sheshneichem Nazirim, I believe that both of you are Nazirim. That's not going to be the case, so the fifth one won't be a Nazir. And the sixth one, Shekolchem Nazirim, also not. So according to Beis Hillel, it'll come out, apparently, that only the first, the third, and the fourth are going to be Nazirim. Yeah. Continues the Mishnah. Here, Tiyal Achod, what if this guy who was coming in the distance turned around and then went away, so they never find out who he was after all? So now, was there Nazirus or not? So Einay Nazir, so not one of them is a Nazir, according to Bais Hillel, what that is. Tosfos, by the way, uses the expression that neither one of the first two is a Nazir, because we don't know which one's words were fulfilled. And the Mishnah Melech, actually discussing this, says that the correct Girsa and Tosfos should be, and the Rosh says similarly, that it means that none of the six of them are going to be Nazirim, because what's the logic? If neither of the first two are Nazirim, then none of the other four are going to be either, so why is Tosfos focusing on the first two? So he says the correct Girsa is that not one of them is going to be a Nazir. Anyway, that's the point of the Tanakhama. Rav Shimon, who, as we learned in the Masechta before, holds Suffolk Nazirus Lahachmer. He holds that when you have a Suffolk, whether that if a person has a Suffolk, whether he took on Nazirus or not, then you have to be Machmer on it. And even though, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, a Nazirus Misuffolk is in a way worse than Nazirus not Misuffolk, okay. Because you can't bring your Chatas, you can't shave if you're a man, because then you'd be shaving your payas. Nevertheless, Reb Shimon holds that a person can put himself in that kind of suffix. We had earlier in the Masechta, we're going to have quoted in the Gemara again, the case of where he says, I'll be a Nazir if this pile contains 100 quart of grain. So Reb Shimon says, given that there is suffix Nazirus over here, and you have to be Machmir, but again, you don't want the person to be stuck. How is he going to bring his Korbanus, and how is he going to shave? So Yoimar, sort of Shimon says that each one of them should say, if things were like I said, then I'll be a Nazir because of the obligation, because of what I said. And if not, then I'll be a Nazir by Nedava, by voluntarily, and that way everything works out in the end. So that way the problem is solved, exactly. So the Gemara says, in the expression of Bais Hillel, you're saying, what do you mean? Am I having Nazir? If the guy's words weren't fulfilled, why is he a Nazir? Amar Rav Yehuda Ema, so Rav Yehuda says, you're right. You have to correct the wording and say, the ones whose words were fulfilled. So they kind of got the word mixed up. Abaya gives a different explanation. To go into Omar, we're talking about where the first one says, where Reuven says, E nami lav plonihu, ehavi, it's really supposed to be one word, ehave, Nazir. He says, even if that guy is not, even if that guy turns out not to be Moshe, then nevertheless I'm going to be a Nazir. So in other words, first he said, I'll be a Nazir if this is Moshe. And now he's changing his mind. And Tosh Kedei Dibur, he's saying, you know what, actually, even if it's not Moshe, I'm gonna be a Nazir as well. My lo niskaimud vorov, so what does the Mishnah mean when it says his words weren't fulfilled? Lo niskaimud vorov harishonim ela dvorov hachroim. Means that his first words weren't fulfilled, only his last words, because it turned out that in the end he said, I'm a Nazir without conditions. So then we're saying that the Lord is Skymu Dvarab, Originally, he said that this is that only if this is Moshe, I'm going to be a Nazir. And now, in the end, we're saying that if it turns out that it's not Moshe, he's also a Nazir because he said I'm going to be a Nazir regardless. So that could still work out. So in that case, what's the chiddush in it? The chiddush is about the matter of Tos Kedei Divro, Tosfos, and the Rosh explains.
If it's Tos Kedei Divro, then yeah.
So then the Meiri gives a different explanation. He means that he says, for example, what if he says, I'll be a Nazir on condition that this person coming over here is Moshe and it's not David. Now, what happens then? So what happens if it's neither one of them? So it's not Moshe, but it's also not David. So therefore he's going to be a Nazir. So then the only way he would not be a Nazir, but in some area he would be if it was David. And the chiddush is that since his first tenai was not fulfilled, but as long as some part of his tenai was fulfilled, then fine.
This is within Basil's opinion.
The Rambam, by the way, in Kiddush HaMishnayos has a different explanation. He says that what it means is that you have loy niskaimu dvarav means if afterwards he's explaining himself and says, I didn't mean to be a Nazir unless it was such and such. So maybe he explains somewhat similar to the Meiri that there was a double condition over here. Then if those words were not niskaim, so therefore he's left with his original tenai and that was fulfilled, then he is in fact going to be a Nazir. So in other words, if he said, for example, I'm a Nazir, if this is Reuven, and now it turns out that it is Reuven, and now he wants to say, yeah, but I didn't mean exactly that, I meant something slightly differently or whatever, we're going to ignore Lo Niskaimu Dvarav, we're going to ignore what he says afterwards, and we're going to stick to what he said originally. So that way you don't need to change the wording of the Mishnah either. The Tosfos Yom Tov points out on that, there you have an example of how, you know, normally we would say that Rambam's a Rishon, the Gemara is the Gemara. How is it Rambam able to argue with the Gemara and give a different explanation? He says this goes to show when you have something that's not negei la halacha, then yes, you're able to disagree. Rishon is able to disagree with the Gemara's understanding of words in a Mishnah as long as it doesn't affect the actual halacha. So here you have that the Gemara is offering two ways of understanding the wording in the Mishnah, and the Rambam is offering his own independent one that's not like either one of them, but that's fine because the halacha is the halacha either way. Okay. The Mishnah continues. Although we said if he turned around backwards, if the guy who was coming turned around backwards, so they never find out who he was in the first place. So then he's not a Nazir. And then we had Reb Shimon said that nevertheless he might be a Nazir Misafik and therefore he should take on Nazirus for sure. So let's consider, the Gemara says, Taima, the reason we're saying that he's not a Nazir, Mishum Dehutiyah L'Acholam, is only because that other guy turned around backwards. So now you have Nazirus Misafik, and therefore, according to the Tanakhama, we say Stam Nazirus L'Acholam. Ha Osir Kaman. So the implication is if that guy does end up coming towards them, and they see, in fact, it is Moshe, or it isn't Moshe, etc., have a Nazir, then various people in that group of six are going to be a Nazir. Well, the question is money. Well, then who is our Mishnah like? Are you going to say that it's according to Reb Taufan, as we're going to quote in a second? Tosfos actually has an addition over here. If Tosfos has the words Ikavis Shammai, if it's like this Shammai, can't be, because even Afila Hutiola heard of having Nazir, then he's going to be a Nazir regardless, because this Shammai says that Nazir, that Nazirus Tosfos is Nazirus. As far as this Hillel, it can't be like this Hillel either, Tosfos continues. Because, after all, shouldn't he be a Suffolk Nazir? Shouldn't he be at least a Suffolk Nazir? Isn't there at least a Suffolk whether that guy was Shimon or not, was Moshe or not? In other words, like this. If the guy had come, then we're saying we would find out it either is Moshe or it isn't. And then whoever's going to be a Nazir, shouldn't we assume, according to this Hillel, that even if the guy turned around and never came to them, that at least some of the people should be Suffolk Nazirim? So on the face of it, the Mishnah is not like this Hillel either. That Tosfos adds that. And Ilema Reb Taufin. And you're going to say that our Mishnah is like Reb Taufin. Now, Reb Taufin, by the way, is from a later generation. I mean, he's kind of at the tail end of this Shammai Basilel. Generally, when we have a machloikus like that, where we have this Shammai Basilel, then we have other Tanoim, means the other Tanoim are arguing within the opinion of this Shammai Basilel. What do they hold? But anyway. So according to Reb Taufin, me having Nazir, how would they be, how would any of them be a Nazir anyway? Given the B'shait of the Kanazar, lo yada iplenu. The fact is, when he said the words Haureni Nazir, he didn't yet know whether it's going to, whether it is plenty of the Eloi or whether it's not plenty. Mi chola ale nazirus, is nazirus chalanim at all? According to Reb Taufin, you need a definite statement in order for a person to be a Nazir. The Hatanya, as in fact, we learn in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oymi Meshum Reb Taufin, ein echad mehem Nazir. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Reb Taufin that, that in our case of the six people, not one of them is a nazir. L'fishal nitna nazirus el lahafla, because nazirus is only the expression in the pasuk by nazir is ishki yafli, when a person declares linder neder nazir. Reb Taufin holds that the word yafli means to clearly express it. So according to him, in other words, it has to be without any tnoim or anything like that.
The whole Masechta doesn't go according to
so not the whole Masechta, but everything that whatever we're talking about, whenever we're talking about the Zeros on a Tanai, yes, according to the Taufin, that would not work.
And the guy says that all those expressions we learned.
No, the expressions are something else. The Taufin is going to agree about Yodos and Kinuyim and whatnot. That's not a flaw in Yafli, because he is expressing something that we can understand to mean Nazirus. No, what we're talking about is, in other words, here, when we have something like this, which depends on a Tanai, at the time when he says the words, it may be that he's accepting the Zeros. It may not be. Reb Taufin says that that's not a valid acceptance of the Zeros. So our Mishnah is not going to work according to Reb Taufin either. As a matter of fact, Tosfos points out that in our Mishnah, we have, you know what, I skipped the Mishnah, actually, I skipped the line. We said, V'shamim kol nazirim v'salam enin nozir al-Mishnah v'shamim barav, Reb Taufin oyma einacha mehem nozir. There was a line in the Mishnah, Reb Taufin had said, not one of them is a nozir, for the reason that the Gemara is discussing now, because Reb Taufin holds that nazirus is only laha flaw. It has to be when he says it, that there's a clear thing, he either is or isn't a nozir. So Tosfos points out, why does the Gemara have to bring a Braisa, where Rabbi Yehuda is quoting this from a Taufin, or a Mishnah alone? We see that the Taufin says differently. So obviously, the beginning of our Mishnah is not like a Taufin. Tosfos says, fine, but the Gemara wanted to bring from the Braisa, because the Braisa explains the reason behind it. The Mishnah just says, Rabbi Taufin says not one of them is a Nazir. From the Mishnah, we would know Rabbi Taufin's reason. Then we come to the Braisa, and it tells us Rabbi Taufin's reason, and therefore the Gemara preferred to quote the Braisa. About the word hafla, right. So the question is, so again, who is the Mishnah like? The Gusa that we have in front of us is just that Gemara is asking, that apparently our Mishnah is not like Reb Taufin, and then we have to figure out who it is. So the Mefarish says, actually, in that case, why are we mentioning specifically Reb Taufin is because he was the last Tana in the Mishnah. So we're trying to figure out, okay, well, then the earlier part of the Mishnah, who is it like? According to Tosfos, we're actually asking on all three of them, it's not like this Shammai, not like the Sol, and not like Reb Taufin, and not like the part about here, sorry, the part about here, Tir Lachorah, was bothering the Gemara. We have the three Tanoim in the Mishnah. Where the guy actually comes, and it either is Moshe or isn't Moshe, then you have the Shammai says, regardless, all six of them are Nazirim. Beis Hillel says, only whichever one, Shiniskaimu Dvarav, as we change the wording in the Gemara, or whatever. Anyway. Reb Taufin says, not one of them is a Nazir, because he's saying over here, Nazirus needs to be for Afla. Now the Mishnah continues here, Tia Lachorim, that guy turns around and never comes to them. So when the Mishnah is saying, Ene Nazir, so then who is that like? It's not like this Shammai, because all of them are going to be Nazirim. It's not like this Hillel, because at least they should be Suffolk Nazirim. And it's not like Reb Taufin, because he's saying none of them are Nazirim, even if the guy shows up. So who is it like?
So even though he's like a finished off Reb Taufin, but shouldn't you start and try to say, okay, let's see if it goes according to the Shabbat. Let's go.
That's what the Mefarish says. That yeah, you're right. In other words, he's saying, in effect, the Gemara could have asked about the Shammai and the Sol as well, but it's just asking about Reb Tirfin, and then the Gemara is just going to go to the answer instead of going through all the possibilities. So Tosfos's Girsa is that you're actually adding, it can't be like the Shammai, and it can't be like the Sol. Okay. Elo Reb Yehuda decree. The answer is that the last part of the Mishnah about Yetir Lachorav would have to be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion as he expresses it in the case of the pile of grain. So in other words, we have Rabbi Yehuda was quoting from Rabbi Tirfin, and that's his quoting Rabbi Tirfin's opinion, but he himself holds differently. He himself holds that we don't say this concept of a flaw, but we do say that Suffolk Nezirus Lahakor. So Reb Tirfin would say there's no such thing as suffet nezirus. You're either a nazir when you said it to begin with, or you're not. If there's any kind of suffet, then the whole nezirus is not chal. Reb Yehuda is going to say somewhat differently. He's going to say there is a potential thing of suffet nezirus, and if you find out the answer, then he will be a nazir. But all we say is until the suffet, and as long as the suffet is there, then he's not a nazir. So D'tanya, we learn in a braisa.
In a way, he's right, Rabbi Yehuda, because if you compare Nazir to Korbanus, you cannot say there's a suffix Korbanus. Either you give a Korban or you don't give a Korban.
Well, no, yeah, many times, actually, when there's a suffix, you have a suffix whether you designated a certain animal as a Korban. There are cases where you have to leave it to graze until it develops a mum and use the money for another Korban. Yeah, you have tons of cases.
No. Once it's designated, of course, before it's designated, we're not talking about that. But once it's designated, there's no suffix. What's the suffix? Either you put it on the Mizbeach or you don't put it on the Mizbeach.
You can have, for example, animals get mixed up. There's one example of suffix. You have many sfeikas that can happen with Korbanos afterwards. You can have something happen. You're not sure whether something happened to it that would make it possible for a Korban. You're not sure whether, I mean, I guess you could say you're not sure whether this is a mum, for example. You have to wait till it develops another mum. You're not sure, let's say, whether it was Nevda Baveira, whether it was used for bestiality or whatever. I don't know. You could have cases where a suffix comes up with Korban afterwards. Anyway, so the point is, again, so Reb Tirfin would say that any time there was a suffix at the time when the Nezirus was taken on, then there's no Nezirus at all. But Rabbi Yehuda himself is saying that his own opinion is that there can be such a thing as suffix of Nezirus, but if we find out in the end the answer, then retroactively we'll say he is or he isn't a Nazir. So D'tanya, we learn in a Braisa, if the person says Harini Nazir Amanastri Heba Kriya Zem Meyakur, he says I'll be a Nazir on condition that there will be 100 kor in this pile of grain. He goes to measure it and finds that it was stolen or that it was lost. Reb Shimon Oyser. Reb Shimon is going to say that he's also, meaning in other words, he is a Nazir, because Suffolk Nazirus Lahachmir, as the Gemara is going to go on to say. Reb Yehuda Matu. Reb Yehuda says he's Mutter, and therefore that he's not a Nazir.
Because
of the Suffolk, exactly, right.
What? Similar to Reb Tirfin,
except not quite as far as Reb Tirfin, and that's the thing. So Tosfos actually points out over here that Tosfos brings from a Gemara that we learned in Nedarim where the Gemara mentioned over there that this opinion of Reb Yehuda in connection with the pile and it quotes Reb Yehuda in the name of Reb Tirfin, and really actually then the point is. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says in the Gemara over there, that really, according to Rav Yehuda, he wouldn't be a Nazir even if the pile hadn't been stolen. The reason we're talking about where it was stolen is to tell us the Chiddush, according to Rav Shimon, that even then, even though we have no way maybe of ever finding out, nevertheless, Rav Shimon is going to say he's a Nazir. So it comes out, in other words, that according to Rav Ashi's understanding, Rav Yehuda is saying the same as Rav Tirfin. And then saying, therefore, that he would never be a Nazir when he did it based on a condition because of Hakla. So Tosfos says, in fact, according to Rav Ashi, you would have to give a different answer than our Gemara. Namely, we had earlier in the Masechta, we had the case where a person says, I'll be a Nazir when my wife gives birth to a baby. And then we said that when she gives birth to a baby, he's a Nazir. But we said if she miscarried, then he's not a Nazir. So now our Mishnah then, so in other words, so at the time he made the Nazir, at the time he said Hayri Nazir, he didn't know yet whether she's going to have a baby. But nevertheless, now she did have a baby. Here, you have the case over there on your Gimel Amud Aleph. He said, when I have a baby, so what happens is, we have the case over there in the Mishnah where his wife miscarried. We're not sure whether it was even a viable baby or not. The baby now has passed away, but we don't know whether he was born alive and then afterwards passed away, or whether he was born or whether he was born dead. So the Mishnah had said, Eyin Nazir, and then Rav Shimon had said that, because of the suffix, then he should say that I'm a Nazir Choyva and Nazir Nadava either way. And then you have the case over there where she gave birth to another baby. Anyway, the point is, Tosfos says over here, and in fact, Yuri Nashas refers to it over there, that, Rav Ashi would have to understand that our Mishnah, about her Tiyolah Chorav would be the same Tana as that Tana of the Mishnah back on your Gimel Amud Aleph, who would say therefore that even though when he declared Nazirus there was a suffix because we didn't know what's going to happen, but now that he now when we're never able to find out the fact, then he won't be a Nazir because suffix Nazirus Lahakel. So it would be according to that. What's odd though is, and Julian Ashas, or Akiva Eger points it out, is that the Gemara actually says over there that Mishnah on Dafya Gimel was appointed of Yehuda in the case of the pile over here, and yet Tosfos is saying over here that appointed of Ashi it would come out that not. Appointed of Ashi, Tosfos is saying that it would come out that those are actually two different Tanoim. The Tana of the Mishnah over there, who would also be the Tana of the Mishnah over here, and separately you would have the opinion of Rabbi Huda as far as the pile of grain, because Rav Ashi learns Rabbi Huda's opinion about the pile of grain to be equivalent to Rav Tarfon's opinion. So according to Rav Ashi, so in other words, according to the Stamma de Gemara over here, you have Rabbi Huda himself hold differently than Rav Tarfon. He's quoting Rav Tarfon, but then he has his own opinion. According to Rav Ashi, there's only one opinion of Rabbi Huda, and then therefore you have to have that all Mishnah and the Mishnah and Daf Yud Gimel come from a different Tana than Rabbi Huda. Anyway. Could be two opinions within Rabbi Huda, but Rav Ashi doesn't seem to be saying that. Anyway, continues the Gemara. So what happens? Why is it that in this case, the pile of grain, you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon arguing? Rabbi Shimon Sava, Kivin de Ilula Nignab. Rabbi Shimon says, after all, if it hadn't been stolen, Dilma Havu be Meyakur, maybe there would have been 100 kor in it, but having Nazir, so therefore he would be a Nazir, because then for sure, because his condition came true. So fine, appointed Rabbi Tarfon not, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't have to hold like Rabbi Tarfon. Hash the Nami having Nazir, so therefore even now when we don't know whether there were 100 cord in it, because it was stolen, having Nazir, then he's still going to be a Nazir, Miss Suffolk, because Rabbi Shimon holds Suffolk Nazirus Lachmi. On the other hand, Vahochanami, so applying that to our Mishnah over here, the Tiyolah Chorav, when the guy turns around backwards, Kivin to E also come on, had the person come in front of him, we had in the Pliny Havoy, and we found out that it was Moshe or it wasn't, having Nazir, then we would say whoever said the appropriate thing would be a Nazir, Hashtanami having Nazir, then therefore, Rabbi Shimon says that even in that case, each of them is going to be a Nazir. Misafik with a Safik Nazirus Lahachmer, and therefore Rabbi Shimon says the only way around it is to say that I'm taking on a Nazirus Nadava, and that way he's covered no matter what. Okay. Here's another example that involves a Safik. Throughout Shas, we have a creature called a Kori. Or some people say that the correct pronunciation is Kori. Some say the correct pronunciation is Kvi. Or whatever, you have different, anyway. All over Shas, the Gemara discusses the point that there's a suffix whether this is a chaya or a behemoth. There's a few different, the Gemara in Cholin has a couple of different definitions. Is it a min b'fnei atzma? Is it a species of its own? Or is it a crossbreed between a goat and a gazelle, where a goat is a domestic animal and a gazelle is a wild animal? And therefore the question is now, do we consider, do we go, which one do we go according to, the father or the mother? What it is nowadays, also nobody's sure. Some say it might be a buffalo. Some say it might be in that case, it wouldn't be from a goat and a gazelle. Then obviously it would be like Moses Berium Phasma of a species of its own. So it could be that. They have a couple of other possibilities that it can be something in the deer or the gazelle family or whatever. Anyway, whatever the case, the point is that you have a suffix, whether it's a chaya or a behemah. For example, and this has implications in various areas of halacha. For example, we know the Torah says you're not allowed to eat the chelev of a behemah, of a domestic animal, but you're allowed to eat the chelev of a wild animal. So is a person allowed to eat the chelev of a kori? So no, because of the suffix. However, a person won't get malchus or bring a korban for it because of the suffix. So now the Mishnah says, ra es a kori. What if a person sees a kori, which is, again, it's a suffix, whether it's a chaya or a behemah. So the Tosfos and the Rosh point out that when we're talking over here, the Mishnah is going to be describing that it's a suffix, whether it's a chaya or a behemah, and we're going to have various implications of that. That in turn, now again, you have these two opinions of Tanoim, whether it's beria b'fnei atzma, or whether it's a suffix, whether it's a chaya or a behemah. If we say it's beria b'fnei atzma, then the case of our Mishnah would not work. Because you can't say that it's a suffix chaya, suffix behemah. So necessarily, therefore, our Mishnah has to be following the opinion that it's suffix chaya, suffix behemah, and therefore now because of the suffix, if people are making their nezirus depend on it, then you're gonna have this issue. Anyway. So the Mishnah says, Ro'as HaKori, by the way, I saw when people were discussing, again, the pronunciation of it, whether it's Kori or Kvi or whatever, somebody wanted to say that maybe even the word Kori is actually distantly related to the word cow in English. So it means, in other words, a creature that looks somewhat similar to a cow, in which case maybe it is like a buffalo or something, which is looks like a very oversized cow, and therefore, yeah.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be related to gazelle.
No, a cow itself, of course. No, that's the point. In other words, you have different opinions in the Gemara, what it is, yeah. Anyway, so for Omar Harini Nazir Shazeh Chaya, then a person says, one person says, I'm a Nazir if this is a Chaya, and the second one says, Harini Nazir Shazeh Eini Chaya, I'll be a Nazir if this is not a Chaya. Then another one says, Harini Nazir Shazeh Behema, I'm a Nazir that this is a Behema, a domestic animal. Harini Nazir Shain's a Behema. Harini Nazir Shazeh Chaya U Behema. Another one says, I'm a Nazir that this is a Chaya and a Behema. Harini Nazir Shain's a Loi Chaya of Loi Behema. That's neither one. The seventh one says, Harini Nazir Shaechad Mikam Nazir, I'll be a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir. Harini Nazir Shain Echad Mikam Nazir, I'll be a Nazir if one of you is not a Nazir. And the last one says, Harini Nazir Shakulcham Nazirim, I'll be a Nazir if all of you are Nazirim. So now, Hare Kolam Nazirim, so now all of them are Nazirim, Misafik, because now they're all Nazirim because of the Safik. Now here Tosfos points out, and again, annoyingly, the Tosfos on this is pointed earlier because the printer is messed up as far as the order of Tosfos in this parak, but anyway, Tosfos explains didn't we just say that according to Bes Hillel, not all of them are going to be Nazirim because not all of their words were Niskayim? The answer is, Tosfos says that no, in this case, Bes Hillel would agree that they are Nazirim Misafik. Meaning, in other words, this would be a continuation of Reb Shimon's statement. Reb Shimon had said that in the case of Yotiel Acholov, where they have this guy coming and then he turned around and disappeared, then Reb Shimon says there is a misafik. So by the same token, Reb Shimon says, even though you have the suffix over here, whether a koi is a chaya or a behema, nevertheless, that suffix is enough to put Nazirus on all of them. And he says, even Beis Hillel would agree with that.
But it could be both. It could be a chaya and a behema.
So because it's a suffix chaya, suffix behema. To a certain extent, you actually have mishnayos and bikurim. You actually have mishnayos and masechta bikurim that discuss. There are various ways, it says over there, in which a koi has the dinim of a chaya, various ways in which it has the dinim of a behema, and ways in which it has the dinim of both, and ways in which it has the dinim of neither. So, for example, it has the din of a chaya, for example, that you need kisi adam, you need to cover the blood, which you wouldn't need to with a behema. In the case, it has the dinim of a behema that you can't eat its chelev. it has the dinim of both, for example, that needs to be shechted. Both chayas and behemoths need to be shechted. So regardless whether you call it a chaya or a behemoth, it still needs to be shechted. And then you have other dinim that apply, apply on the idea that neither a chaya nor a behemoth, but sort of an independent kind of species of its own. So Tosfos says
A koi, Alexander, is it a man-made animal or is it something
if it comes from a hybrid, then the Gemara says the Pashas, we're talking about that a person hybridized them, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, the same thing would happen if there was a natural hybrid. If you're talking it's a berry with anathema, if you're talking about that it's a species of its own, then of course it's not man-made.
So what is it? What is it? Is it man-made or not?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, it could be, depending on the
different... No, I know it doesn't matter, but what is it? According to the definition of the Torah, what is a koi? What is it? It's man-made or it's not?
I don't understand what the question is. It could be man-made. It doesn't have to be. If you say that it's min b'fnei atzmo, that's a species of its own, then it's like all other species. It was created at Sheshes and Eberechus. It wasn't man-made. If you say that it's a hybrid, then that hybrid could be man-made or it could be a natural. It could be a natural one.
But do you find a koi in nature? Do you find it in nature naturally?
If you may find them around. Whether you're going to recognize it as a koi, I don't know. But in those times, obviously they knew clearly what a koi was. They could recognize it on sight. The question just is it a chai or is it a behema or is it both or is it neither? So Tosfos goes on to explain that. Again, Reb Shimon is going to say that the first six are the ones who said it is a chaya, it isn't a chaya, it isn't a behema, it isn't a behema, etc. are going to be nizirim misafir. As far as the other three, the other three are also, even though they're saying I'll be a nazir if one of you is not, if all of you are, nevertheless they're all suffic nizirim. Then Tosfos says another way of looking at it is the last three might be Nizirim Vadai. Because once we say, when one of them says that if one of you is a Nazir, then I'll be a Nazir, well, then according to Reb Shimon, it's true. At least one of the six is definitely a Nazir. So therefore, the seventh one is going to be a Nazir Vadai. And the same thing with the other two. So in that case, all of them are Nazirim. So Tosfos in short is learning that all of this would only be according to Reb Shimon. Because otherwise, what are you going to have? Is it going to be according to Beis Shammai? Of course not. The halacha is like Beis Shammai. The Mefarish, in fact, says that yes, the halacha, the Mishnah is according to Beis Shammai. So fine, you can have that. Even though we said Basil Beis Shammai, we still could have a Mishnah that gives us the details like Beis Shammai. The Rambam actually does paskin on Mishnah, which means, and since we don't paskin like Reb Shimon that suffik nazirus lahakol, evidently the Rambam understands that in this case, because of the intrinsic suffik in a koi, whether it's a chai or a behema, so we're not even talking nazirus misafik, there's a certain certainty in what they're saying. In other words, the Rambam phrases it that, for example, because a koi, lahalacha, in other words, the Rambam says, unlike in the case where we had before, where the six people are walking and they see somebody coming, it's an objective fact. The guy either is Moshe or isn't Moshe. Here, on the other hand, it's not the question is not really the objective fact. The question is the halacha. Does halacha consider this creature a chaya? Does it consider a behema or both or neither? So there's a certain truth to what each of the six of them is saying, and therefore the result is that even the last three. So the result is that all nine of them wind up becoming nazir. So the Gemara says, Toni Choda Tisha Nizirim, one Braisa says regarding our Mishnah that what we mean is there's going to end up being nine Nizirim as a result of this. Vitanya Idach, on the other hand, a different Braisa says Tisha Niziru Yots, nine terms of Nizirus. In other words, you can have a scenario where one person says all of these things in the Mishnah. So first he says, I'll be a Nazir if this is a Chaya. Then he says, I'll be a Nazir if this is not a Chaya, and so on and so forth. So we would say, because there's a certain truth to all those things, or according to Tosfos, because there's a possible truth to all those things because of the suffix, therefore the result is that he's taken on one term of Nazirus after another.
Six, seven,
so therefore it would be altogether nine. So the Gemara asks, Bishlema Tisha Nazirin, I understand how you could have nine Nazirin. Because you have a lot of people, and each one is making his thing dependent on what the previous one said. In other words, after the first six said that it is a chaya, that it isn't a chaya, that it is a behemah, that it isn't a behemah, that it's both a chaya and a behemah, that it's neither a chaya or a behemah. Now comes the seventh one and says, I'm a nazir, she'echad mikam nazir. If one of you, so far, of you six is a nazir, then I'm a nazir. So fine, easy enough to find that. And the same way, the eighth one says, I'll be a nazir if one of you is not a nazir. And the ninth one says, I'll be a nazir if all of you are nazir. So that scenario is easy enough to understand. What's the case where you would have nine with the same person? Six is easy enough to find, as we learned in the Mishnah. In other words, again, the same person says, I'll be a nazir if this is a chaya. Then a minute later he says, I'll be a nazir if this is not a chaya. I'll be a nazir if this is a behemah, if it's not a behemah, etc. So altogether, he's accepted six. But where are you going to have the other three? He himself can't be saying to himself, I'll be a nazir if one of you is a nazir, if one of you is not a nazir. Who is he speaking to? So with a person himself, where are you, how are you going to have more than six? The answer is Amar of Sheshes going to Omar. The case of the Mishnah would be that he sees nine people have done this, and now we're saying all nine of them may be Nazirim. He may be saying Ha'inin Nazir and Naziris Hakol Alai. What if he says now at this point I'm going to be a Nazir and I'm accepting Naziris equal to all of you? So now he has again nine terms of Naziris. So according to Tosfos, it'll be again according to Reb Shimon Misafik, and then he's going to have to say that I need to take on nine Nazirus Nedava to be on the safe side. And according to the Rambam, you don't need that. According to the Rambam, just was saying that according to the Rambam, you would just say that no, it means that he's accepted on himself nine Nazirus Fadois, because again there is something in a Kori that is considered a Chaya and something that is considered a Behema and so on and so forth. There's other explanations as well. The Mefarish, in fact, learns that what we're talking about is that, first of all, he says that our Mishnah would be according to Basilil as well, that, with Suffolk is different. Basilil is going to hold that Hekvish Tos and Nazirus Tos are not Chal, but Suffolk Nazirus would, according to everybody except for Tarifim, he said. But in any case, what we're talking about over here then is, he's saying this last person, this tenth person is saying that he first accepted it on himself in six ways. He said, if it is a chaya, if it isn't a chaya, et cetera, going through the six possibilities. Then he said, there's three more. He said, whether it's a chaya or whether it's not a chaya, then I'm a nazir. Whether it's a behemah, whether it's not a behemah. And whether it's a behemah and a chaya or not a behemah and a chaya, then therefore he has nine nazirus on himself. So that's another way of him, reaching nine nazirus. So again, the Braise is saying, not only do you have this scenario, could happen with nine different people, it could even happen with one person who accepts on himself nine different terms of Nazirus, and that will be Chal, and he is in fact going to be, again, according to Tosfos, all of those nine are going to be Mesopit, according to Tosfos, and according to the Mefarish, all nine of those are going to be Mesopit, according to the Rambam, they would all be Vaday, And therefore, that's it. Then he's going to be doing the zeros nine times for 30 days each and bring nine sets of korbanos. Hadron alach beis shammai. Okay.